Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you consider yourself a trusting person, there's nothing like that moment when you find yourself distrustful of everyone around you. And as Daniel Nettle, professor of behavior science at Newcastle University, explains, it all comes down to location, location, location.
When I trained in anthropology, it was assumed we'd go off to some remote part of the world and return with data showing how differently our study population behaved compared with the folks back home. Perhaps when you think about it, such findings are not very surprising. Villagers in Africa, for example, live in completely different ecologies and economies than we do, so it seems obvious they'll do things differently. Much more striking will be to show that you can find important differences in human behavior between one neighborhood of a city and the next-door neighborhood. That's what we've been trying to do. For 4 years, we've been comparing people's behavior across urban neighborhoods that are only a few miles apart and are inhabited by people who speak the same language, are ruled by the same laws, use the same hospitals, and work in the same economy. The results? We've documented strikingly large differences between neighborhoods. How often do children cry? Which adults look after them? How frequently are adults alone? How normal is it to drop litter? How readily will people steal? How readily will they help one another? All of these can look as different from one neighborhood to another as they do from one continent to another. So, to experience a change in culture, you don't need to get on a plane. Just ride the bus a few extra stops. And perhaps most intriguingly, we suspect that if you did this, your behavior would start to be different too. Because now we're beginning to ask, what happens when you move from one neighborhood to another? Do you accommodate or bring your behavior with you? The most likely answer is that there's a bit of both. The culture of the neighborhood changes with incomers, but the culture of the incomers changes with the neighborhood too. That's what gives human cultural change, especially in cities, its characteristic complexity.
That was Daniel Nettle of Newcastle University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.